Sir Walter Elliot, of Kellynch Hall in Somersetshire, was a man who, for his own amusement, never took up any book but the Baronetage. And this was the page at which the favourite volume always opened. Elliot of Kellynch Hall. Walter Elliot, born March the 1st, 1760, married July the 15th, 1784, Elizabeth, daughter of James Stevenson, Esquire, by which lady, who died 1800, he has issue Elizabeth, born June the 1st, 1785, Anne, born August the 9th, 1787, Mary, born November the 20th, 1791. Precisely such had the paragraph originally stood, but Sir Walter had improved it by adding, after the date of Mary's birth, married, December the 16th, 1810, Charles, son and heir of Charles Musgrove, Esquire, of Uppercross in the county of Somerset, and by inserting this finale, heir presumptive William Walter Elliot, Esquire, great-grandson of the second Sir Walter. Vanity was the beginning and end of Sir Walter Elliot's character. He considered the blessing of beauty as inferior only to the blessing of a baronetcy, and the Sir Walter Elliot who united these gifts was the constant object of his warmest respect and devotion. Lady Elliot had been an excellent woman, sensible and amiable, whose judgment and conduct, if they might be pardoned the youthful infatuation which made her Lady Elliot, had never required indulgence afterwards. She had humoured or concealed his failings for 17 years, until she was called on to quit them. Three girls, the two eldest 16 and 14, was an awful legacy to confide to the authority and guidance of a conceited, silly father. Lady Elliot had, however, one very intimate friend, Lady Russell, and on her kindness and advice Lady Elliot mainly relied for the maintenance of the good principles and instruction which she had been anxiously giving her daughters. 13 years had passed away since Lady Elliot's death. Sir Walter, like a good father, prided himself on remaining single for his dear daughter's sake. For one daughter, his eldest, Elizabeth had succeeded at 16 to all that was possible of her mother's rights and consequence, and being very handsome and very like himself, they had gone on together most happily. His two other children were of very inferior value. Mary had acquired a little artificial importance by becoming Mrs. Charles Musgrove, but Anne, with an elegance of mind and sweetness of character, which must have placed her high with any people of real understanding, was nobody with either father or sister. She was only Anne, though to Lady Russell, indeed, she was a most dear favourite and friend. A few years before, Anne had been a very pretty girl, but her bloom had vanished early, and even at its height, her father had found little to admire in her. He had never indulged much hope, he had now none, of ever reading her name in any page of his favourite work. All equality of allowance must rest with Elizabeth. Elizabeth had the consciousness of being 29. She was fully satisfied of being still quite as handsome as ever, but she felt her approach to the years of danger, and would have rejoiced to be certain of being properly solicited by baronet blood within the next 12 months or two. Then might she again take up the book of books with as much enjoyment as in her early youth, but now she liked it not. She had had a disappointment which that book must ever present the remembrance of. The heir presumptive, the very William Walter Elliot, Esquire, had disappointed her. She had, while a very young girl, as soon as she had known him to be the future baronet, meant to marry him, and her father had always meant that she should. Mr. Elliot had not been known.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?